Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's now time for the latest Funny Danny music quiz. I mean, he just laughs at my categories, just hits bolts left and right, just knocks them out of the park. So we'll see how he does with today's iteration. This is bands that Cakes has seen in concert that I'm guessing Danny hasn't seen in concert.
Okay.
Because I don't know. We were talking about this during the break. I think Danny likes music. He obviously likes music, but I don't think he's seen a lot of live music in his day. I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that. Maybe you've seen, been to a ton of concerts that I don't know about, and I'm snoozing on that part of your life.
No, you're 100% correct. I love music. I like a great variety of music.
Sure.
I just haven't done it that often in terms of going to see live shows. It never feels as worth it to me as it does to others. And I don't begrudge it. I think it's cool. You know, I love going to the 930 Club or the Black Cat or, once out of every seven times I've been to Jiffy Lube Live, I like it. You know, like just waiting in line or being stuck there in the parking lot until 4 in the morning. But I don't know, Merriweather, we've had some good experiences, but I'm not a live music guy like I am other stuff.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to ask Danny for the name of the band for whatever clue I give him. We'll give him an audio clue as well. I don't think I need to ask him for the song title. If you get name of the band correct, you get a big fat check mark next to that question. All right, let's lead off with question number one. The first concert that I ever attended, Funny Danny, was, embarrassingly enough, Loverboy at the Capitol Center. The date was February 4th, 1986. Okay. I was 15, and this band opened for Loverboy. Would you like a hint, Danny?
This is not ringing any bells at all.
All right, here's a hint. They're from one of your favorite cities, Philadelphia.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on. Oh, no.
Frank Hanrahan getting channeled.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't have this at all. All right. So. And we danced. Okay. I've heard the song before, which doesn't help you. I'm Gene Stallings.
That's
it's fine. Obvious what I'm doing right here.
Hey, you know what, Danny? Look at the clock. We got till 3 p.m. Gene Stallings away, my friend. So you've heard this. The song is.
I've definitely heard this song.
Ringing a slight bell.
Yeah. What is, who is this? All right. I'm trying to think of who it sounds like. It's not like Cheap Trick.
It is not.
All right. I'm wrong. I'm going to say something that's wrong.
Okay.
Okay. This is wrong. Kansas?
It is not Kansas. Not a terrible guess.
All right. Give it to me.
What does Danny know about the Hooters?
Oh, zip. Okay, it makes me feel better.
Okay, I mean, not a huge band, but they had a few hits with this. And
this is one of them?
All You Zombies was another one of their songs they charted with back in the day.
So my other guess was going to be When in Rome, which also would have been incorrect.
But you know what? I like that guess.
Yeah, no file.
Did they do The Promise?
The Promise.
I think so.
That's their one seed.
I think that's correct.
That's right, their one seed.
Somehow Danny misses a question. Now, that was difficult. And before your time. How old are you, Danny?
40.
You're 40. All right, so that a little bit before your time. So that gets an X, but you've done very well on most of the questions. I'm guessing you're going to rebound here with question number two.
All right, here we go.
All right, your pal Flakesy saw this mega band also at Capitol Center and got into a car accident en route to the venue. Disclaimer, though, I was not driving. I was just a passenger, and then my friend's dad came and picked us up, delivered us to the Cap Center to watch this band live. A little bit of a build-up for Danny here.
Yeah, I know the song for sure. And I want to feel good about this.
Okay, none. Again, take your time. You want to hear the singing?
Because as soon as I hear that electronic style piano, I go, it's Van Halen. But I want to make sure. Oh, now I don't think it's Van Halen anymore. To change your life, to lose your place in time. Come take. Uh-oh. I'll sleep away. Uh-oh.
Coming around. Yo, I'm going to take you off the hook, Danny. Trust your instincts. It is Van Halen.
It is Van Halen?
Yes, this is Van Halen.
Why did that sound like Van Halen?
Well, it's Van Halen with Sammy Hagar at the helm. So it's the Van Hagar. It's the eternal, are you a David Lee Roth guy? You a Sammy Hagar guy.
I started to doubt myself. I was like, is that Survivor now? Or are we doing something different?
You were definitely,
I don't know if I get credit for that.
Oh, you get credit. You name the band. You totally get credit.
Yeah, but then I'm asking if it is or it isn't. I'm like fishing.
No, you were not fishing. You were not asking.
I'm catching bass over here.
You were doubting yourself.
I was Bobby Fishering right there. But I did doubt myself bigly. I thought I had it. And then, okay.
Personally, I don't know where you stand in this. I can do both. I don't have to be I only listen to Van Halen with Dave Lee Roth at the helm. How about they both cranked out great tunes over the years? I can listen to and appreciate both Van Hagar and Van Halen.
And Van Roth.
I'm with both. All right. So you're on the board, Danny. Well done.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
All right. I think this is ratcheting up a
little
bit.
That was a bloop bass hit. That didn't feel good off the bat, but it's still a hit in the scorebook.
Still counts. All right, your buddy Flakes saw this band open for Metallica in March of 1989. This tune went to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1991. Play it, Vic.
Ooh.
Massive hit for this band.
Yeah.
Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you.
You look like you're tracking with it, or trying to.
I know it makes riveting content. I'm sitting here listening to the song. Just staring.
I'm just drinking in the tune. The goodness.
I want the. Give me the hook. I've absolutely heard the song.
Has it just begun?
Has it just begun? All right. I'm gonna hazard. I'm gonna Dukes of Hazard a guess here.
Okay.
I don't feel good about it.
All right. But you're still gonna guess.
Who is Faith No More?
Not a terrible guess.
Damn.
That is incorrect, Danny.
Damn.
What does Danny know about? I used to mark out to this band, Queensryche.
No. Yeah. Son of a bee sting. Oh, that hurts. That
okay.
hurts.
Look, an acquired taste. Never got the mainstream attention they probably deserved. Though this song,
I should have known that. I should have known that.
Danny, one of three so far. This is something like you.
Damn it! I should have known that.
It's all good.
That hurts.
That's gonna haunt you over the weekend.
I'm gonna think about that one.
Yeah, that stings. Stings a little bit. All right, moving on. Question number four.
All right.
Blue Shorts. Yes, Chris Lingebach.
What?
Met up with me in Atlantic City to see this band headline Warped Tour 2019. Oh, we're getting a remix from Vic.
Oh, it restarted.
I guess so. So good, you had to play it twice.
So that is a band that I love. I'm a huge fan of Blink-182. Now, I'm wondering if this is like a weird bit where it's like not Blink-182 and it's like Angels and Airwaves or something, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to say Blink-182.
Look at Danny with the Angels and Airwaves. This is just a casual Angels and Airwaves reference I'm going to sprinkle in here.
I wanted to pimp that Homer a little bit. Yeah.
No, this is Blink,
I love
my
Angels
friend.
And Airwaves.
Listen
to this.
Is Blink. Listen to the hook.
Give it to me.
And this is recent Blink. Some people like to hate on it. They're like, you know, it's not the original lineup. Sorry, I don't care. It's a hit. It's a smashola.
Is it a smash?
Smash is what that is.
Give me your top. Let's go top four. Give me your Mount Rushmore Blink songs. Ooh. Top four Blink songs for Johnny Cakes.
This is very difficult.
This is hard, right?
All right, Mount Rushmore for Blink.
Ooh.
See, I think it's going to be mostly hits, man. I'm not. I like Blink a lot, but I'm not like one of these guys who does all the deep cuts on Blink.
Mm-hmm. Mine are all hits. I think no shame in that.
All right, Small Things is there.
Yep.
I mean, that's just a great tune. What's My Age Again? I mean, just how can you not put that on your Mount Rushmore? Our guy Barstool Nate would have a lot of problems with this list because he's a
marky
Blink,
mark.
He's a big old Blink aficionado. You know what? I really like the tune we're listening to. I'm going to put Bored to Death on there.
All right.
And I'm going to put Damn It.
Ooh.
That's my top four. Now I'm leaving off so many good tunes. Adam's Song. There's so many. But that's my top four. Small Things, What's My Age Again, Bored to Death. Damn It.
Listen, you get a band that rocks, and you have them do a sensitive ballad kind of situation, your boy's in.
Okay.
Right? So, like, when Guns N' Roses slows it down and it's acoustic, you give me the whistle and you give me patience.
Right.
I'm a fish that sees the shiny object in the river, and I'm biting at SOB, despite what happened to me last week.
Yeah.
I love it. Miss You.
Miss You's
is
really
in
good.
My grouping.
Right.
I can't not have it. I love it so much.
What are your other three?
Small Things, Miss You, Rock Show, and
great one.
I'll go Adam's Song. Are my four.
Very strong.
Yep.
All right. So Danny, so far you are 2 for 4. You can have a winning record here.
Yeah. I'm in the lineup.
If you get number 5 correct. Saw these Maryland legends at Echo Stage in D.C. just a few short years ago.
Oh,
Oh.
Oh. You're going to get it, Dan. I'm going to give you time. I'll let
Because they even have a story about them. Because they sing Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And right after that song came out, okay, we were stuck in an airport in Florida on a baseball trip right after that song comes out. And they're stuck next to us waiting for a van. And I go, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, huh? We're all sitting there waiting for an hour. And no one laughed. No one on my team laughed and no one in the band laughed. Oh, what is the name of that stupid band?
You mean that great band.
This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up.
Yeah. You know
oh,
it.
For God's sakes, this is ridiculous.
Come on, Danny. You know it. How are you not blurting it out?
We were there. We shared times together. They came and played at GW at the stupid Marvin Center on the fifth floor next to the bowling alley.
You know them.
Oh, my God.
You know them better than I do. Yeah, you don't know their name.
Oh. Don't you dare say it.
If
you say it. Vic, be quiet. That's a preemptive shush. Oh, come on. Oh, God.
Can I give you a hint?
No, don't you? I don't need it.
No hint?
I know it. I know it. I know this band. I know it.
I love that you're Gene Stalling because now we can listen to the whole tune.
Go ahead.
This was on the Madden soundtrack.
No! No! That's just Vic's like you. That's as they are, though. This is a poor man's Green Day. I'm sorry, Cakes, to insult you. Do you have the time? I'm just stalling again. I'm Kevin Stallings. Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, I know it. I know it. I know it.
You do know it.
I'm sure it was played during American Pie.
No! Stop it. Stop it, Vic. You stop it with your talking. Oh, this is bad. This is bad, Danny. This
you have
is
40
sign
seconds
of
left in the song.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
If you don't get it by the end of the song, I believe I'm going to have to put an X. And this is a
Larry
final.
Johnson, Alonzo Mourning, Kendall Gill, yes. Good Charlotte. Yes! Yes!
Finally pulled
yeah!
it.
Yeah! Yeah!
Come on, Vic. Turn Woo! It up. Finish it strong, Danny. Come on. Like
just like you. Good Charlotte.
Danny got it. That's
good Charlotte.
That's a strong close, Danny. Oh. You were down the wormhole. I didn't think you were going to pull it, but you did.
I'm telling you, like it should be right on, right there. I mean, I had the incident. That happened.
I love that you had an in the airport with them story from back in the day.
It's all true. We were just sitting there waiting for vans to take us somewhere. And I'm like, Lifestyle's the Rich and Famous, huh? Right. Well, see you later. Like,
right.
And
right.
No one cared.
I mean,
it was a great joke.
If I were there, I would have laughed. I would have chuckled. I would have given you a good, solid, hearty laugh because that was a solid joke.
Oh, the stares that I got. I'll never forget those. That's still my one seed, even more than when everyone stared at the Matt Williams press conference for me. That's the two seed.
Yeah. Very good. So, Danny, you went 3 for 5 on the music quiz. I think that's solid, especially since I gave you the Hooters. I mean,
Hooters.
They were popular in the mid-80s. So, job well done by you. And, of course, you did better than I did on your Game of Thrones quiz.
Whew.
Very well done. All right,
thank
when we
you,
come
buddy.
Back, we're going to pivot. We're going to talk some Nats with Dan Kolko from Masson. He's going to be part of the virtual ring ceremony, as are Grant and Dan Kolko next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We'll be right back. back to Lords of the Zing, show number 3 with Cakes from the Junkies and Danny from Grant and Danny. Got a late booking. Barstool Nate is going to be with us around 2:45, and he's going to eviscerate my terrible .182 Mount Rushmore. So we'll talk to him. But right now, we're very happy to be welcome in Dan Kolko from Masson. You see him all the time on the Nats broadcast. What's up, Mr. Kolko? How are you? Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, fellas. Good to hear your voices.
You too, my friend. So tell everybody what you're doing tonight, man. The Dan Kolko and Friends Experience train leaves the station once again.
Yeah, they decided to name this thing Kolko and Friends. I think that's a little bit presumptuous. I didn't know I had many friends. But here we are. I'm going to be joined by a whole bunch of the players tonight. Ryan Zimmerman, Max Scherzer, Howie Kendrick are going to join me for the entirety of the thing. And then we're going to have a whole bunch of their teammates and potentially coaches as well hop aboard. And it's going to be right after the virtual ring reveal or whatever they're referring to that program as. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. That'll be airing on Masson and on the national social media channels. And then at 8, we're going to come on and we're going to talk about the ring. We're going to talk about the playoff run. We're going to talk about everything. And in my mind, it'll be somewhat similar to the Game 7 Zoom that we did a handful of weeks ago, which was an absolute blast, and hopefully a lot of people are able to tune into this one, too, and get to see from their favorite Nationals yet again and as they react to all the cool stuff that's happened.
And, Dan, I don't know how you feel about this personally, but I'm glad that the players pivoted from having the rings given to them while they're all in different locations. They want to save this for when they're all back together, whenever that might be, when all the players and the staff can celebrate it together in one room as a group instead of being, you know, far flung all across the country and doing it, you know, via Zoom and via social media. I think they made the right call as far as revealing the ring design. That's great. But they're going to save the actual giving the rings to everybody and celebrating it till when they're all together.
Yeah, guys, and this is such a strange time that we're in right now. And, you know, the Nationals had what was going to be a phenomenal ceremony mapped out for April 4th, the second home game of the season, where they were going to get to give away the rings in person to everybody, and the fans were going to get to revel in it. And because of this whole pandemic and the quarantine and everything, they've had to adjust on the fly and try and figure out what's best. And we're all going through this together, and there's no playbook for how to do it. One thing that I will say is that this 2019 Nationals team was so special largely because of the chemistry, the camaraderie, the togetherness that they had from 1 to 25 down the roster. And, you know, the fact that they will be together when they eventually get the rings, who knows when that will be, hopefully sometime in the next, you know, handful of weeks or so, I think kind of speaks to the group that they were and the vibe that they had together. They accomplished what they did last year as a group, as one unit, and that's how they're going to get their rings as well.
At Masson Kolko on Twitter for our buddy Dan Kolko, kind enough to join us here on Lord of the Zings. Dan, there's no perfect answer to anything right now. You know what I mean? Like we're in the movie Argo. There's no good option where things are going to happen in the ideal way. But I guess I'm wondering what was the level of priority here? And here's where I'm going with it. May 24th, obviously a hugely significant date in Nationals history because that was when they were at their lowest and they rebounded and went on to do everything that you were certainly talking about. So I get that, but you know, what was the order of operations to say, let's wait for everybody to get their rings or let's just do it on May 24th, or what was the thinking as far as you can tell with the priorities?
Well, I'm certainly not important enough to be in the conversations for how this was all going to play out. I mean, that was an organizational, you know, thought process and decision, and it went from ownership on down, and they've been trying to figure out the best way to go about this. I'm not a part of those conversations. They asked me if I'd be willing to host this show tonight at 8 o'clock with the players hopping aboard, and I said absolutely. It sounds like fun. So that's really the extent of my involvement in it. But I do know that, you know, one thing that is cool about the 2019 Nats is when you think back on World Series champions in previous years, they're at the 5-year anniversary, the 10-year anniversary, 20, 25, they come back and they do ceremonies to celebrate those guys and to relive those those championship teams. But there's not really a time during the course of the season that fits for that type of celebration. You know, you could just bring them in on any given day and do it. There's opening day, and then there's 80 home days after that for games. And you do a celebration whenever you feel like doing a celebration. The one thing with this 2019 Nationals team is there is kind of a demarcation, a point in last year's season that things really did turn around. And I think, and this is just kind of my educated guess here, that the Nationals see May 24th as a date that could be celebrated years to come, that, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road, when this group is brought back to Nationals Park to celebrate this championship, it might very well happen on May 24th. And that could be the time that the Nationals fans do get to revel in what happened in 2019 down into the future. So I do know that organizationally they view it as a special date and might potentially remain a special date, you know, for many years to come.
Now, the improbable documentary also, have you gotten a sneak preview of the second part? I know the first part was unveiled. Have you, since you're a higher up with Masson and in the organization,
a bigwig,
did you get that sweet sneak preview of the second part of the doc?
This might give you an idea of how little of a big shot I am. I have not seen a second from the documentary that will be airing tonight. I'll be watching for the first time along with everyone else. I'll be seeing the rings for the first time along with everyone else when that ceremony kicks off at 7 o'clock. I have heard from a couple guys, from Davey Martinez and a couple of the guys who have seen the rings, that they are absolutely stunning. And Davey did tell me, I hope I'm not, you know, speaking out of line here and sharing something that he wouldn't want to be shared, but he got emotional when he saw his ring for the first time and kind of welled up a little bit. So I'm super pumped to see the rings. I'm super pumped to see the documentary. I'll be going along with all the fans watching at home and viewing it all for the first time. And it's going to be a special night. In all of this time, we've been craving new content and new ways to, whether it's the Caps run from a couple of years ago or the Nats run last year, to celebrate those fun moments. And this is kind of a special opportunity to have some new content and some new ways to relive what was a truly magical time last year.
The president, CEO, chief shareholder of Masson Sports, Dan Colco, joins us. The most important man in Masson is hanging out with Johnny Cakesoville and Danny Huhe here on this Sunday. Hey, Dan, you mentioned the chemistry previously of this group, and it was obvious. It was apparent. I mean, even if you didn't have the access that you did on a daily basis, or as little as Grant and I did, just be able to go over there on occasion, just kind of chat with the guys, it was infectious, whether it was on television, the celebrations, how much fun they had, the Strasburg hugs, the driving the cars of Kendrick and Eaton, whatever it was, you could just tell how much fun they were having. A lot of that core was the same in 2018, where it didn't seem like they were having that much fun. What was the biggest change to you between 18 and 19?
The additions of a couple guys, you can point to Gerardo Parra. I think Aníbal Sanchez does not get enough credit when you're talking about that conversation of chemistry and camaraderie. Brian Dozier, a huge guy as well. These were guys that really united a clubhouse. Not that it was fractured or anything like that, but guys, when you're talking about major league teams, there are inherent separations within a 25-man roster. There's players and there's position players, and there's pitchers. There's, you know, guys whose first language is English, and there's guys who that's not their first language, and maybe they don't feel as comfortable engaging in their second or third language with the guys who are from the United States. And I think what guys like Parra and Sanchez and Dozier did was they brought all of these clusters together like maybe it hadn't been before. And again, that's not speaking ill of the 2018, 17, 16 Nats. These guys just united everyone and showed everyone that it was okay to be a really good team and still have a lot of fun at the same time. And it was visible with what we saw in Steven Strasburg and his transformation last year, at least forward facing, and the level of enjoyment that he was able to seemingly get out of the game that he might not have before. So that was a huge part of it. And you just saw it throughout the course of the season. And one thing that I will say too, is that the elements of it that were visible to fans in terms of the stuff in the dugouts and the smiles on the field, believe me when I tell you that these guys had so much more fun behind the scenes, on the plane rides and the buses and the dinners and in the clubhouse after wins and things like that. So it really was genuine. It wasn't put on for the fans or put on to, hype up something that wasn't as substantial as it might seem. These guys really did love each other, and it played out in the results.
So, Dan, going back to the wild card game, right? Obviously, that moment where Juan Soto gets the hit and everybody scores and it changed everything and they go on to the next round, it was amazing. That moment was incredible. But I still think realism set in for a lot of Nats fans, right, where they had to do that just to get back to where they were before. That division series, that was the bugaboo. For me, Howie Kendrick's homer, that changed the whole world. Like, it still felt like there was a great chance at a heartbreaking loss, and it could have gone either way. And, you know, if Will Smith's ball carries out or hits the wall or something, it's a different story altogether. But that homer, it went, I think that's what catapulted them. And it was, everyone started to believe, and it felt really real. A, just kind of your thoughts on that. But B, when was the it felt real moment for you?
I'll speak to the first part of your question first, Danny, and I'll say that among the fan base, it 100% was that way, that getting past the division series, it allowed a lot of the narrative of this team can't win in the playoffs, they can't come through in the big moments, that all of those angles that people wanted to take with this organization, you could throw that out the window. I don't know if that was the case inside the clubhouse, because I honestly think that they felt like they were a really good team entering the playoffs, and they felt that way coming out of the division series. I don't know that that really changed much for them, but 100% it changed something for the fan base. And the dread, here we go again with the team falling apart in a big moment in a game five or something like that. That narrative was over at that point. So I think that from a fan base standpoint, that was a big moment. For me, honestly, the moment that I felt things change was when the Cardinals, this might sound weird because it doesn't involve the Nats, when the Cardinals laid 11 runs on the Braves in game five of their NLDS series, and it was clear that the Braves were not going to be there for the Nats in the NLCS, that was a moment to me that I was like, okay, you get past the Dodgers in game five, the Nats are a much better team than the Cardinals are. And I truly did feel that they were going to roll to the World Series if they got past the Dodgers. So, that game five win in LA was huge, and you need to get to the NLCS before you can win the NLCS. But what the Cardinals did in Atlanta, to me, kind of opened the doors for this national team, and it all went down from there.
Dan, we know it's a busy day for you. Part two of Improbables en masse and at 5:30, then the virtual ring unveils at 7. Then you're going to be joined by Zim, Max, Howie, a bunch of the other teammates at 8 on all the Nats social channels. Man, thanks for taking some time out today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
You got it, fellas. Good to hear from you.
Yep, good to hear from you, too. And, of course, Grant and Danny will be doing their thing on Facebook Live tonight. I believe that's starting at 7 p.m., correct, Danny?
That's right. So for the ring unveiling, we're doing that Facebook Live Zoom call situation. We had a dry run on Friday with Blue Shorts' tech support, and it went swimmingly. So
very good.
I'm sure there'll be no problems.
Excellent.
But, yeah, that's at 7, and then Dan's doing his bit at 8.
Oh, good. I believe we're going to be joined shortly by our friend Barstool Nate. I didn't know it would get back to him so quickly about our Blink-182 Mount Rushmores.
It took a millisecond.
I'm sure he's just going to eviscerate mine left and right in case people missed it. Danny's was I Miss You, Small Things,
yep.
Rock Show, Adam Song.
An Adam Song.
Mine was Small Things, What's My Age Again, Bored to Death. Maybe I was a prisoner of the moment because that was one of the songs that we used
on
for your quiz. Uh-huh. And Damn It. So I'm sure that Nate will have some issue with some of those tunes because he knows way more about Blink than the both of us put together.
Yeah, he's a deep dive Daryl. He's going to be like, they're live tracking a garage of Happy Days, Pummels, and I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
I guess. I like the band. It's like,
sure.
Is it a crime?
Yeah, I'll just bow down to him when we eventually get him on. Good of Dan Kolko to join us. That was nice to hear from him.
Indeed.
And it's cool that you guys are doing that. You know, all the social media that goes along with the Nats ring unveiling tonight. I'm guessing a lot of Nats fans are, you know, obviously starved for content and product with them being sidelined as everybody else is.
Yeah.
But this is a good way for everybody to get together virtually and celebrate what's become a great anniversary for this team.
Well, that Game 7 Zoom thing was organic and amazing. That's the best thing that's happened in this non-sports time for DC sports fans. And I'll stand by that unequivocally. I think just in terms of being able to relive that. We've been robbed as DC fans of our prima nocte, of our noble right to stand up and enjoy and bask in this thing.
Yes.
Right? Because opening day is a celebration, even if the Nats got beat in Game 5 the year before. Right? It's always a blast. It's always a new beginning. It's always a wonderful thing. It's always a tantalizing, exciting, beautiful, wonderful day. And then you add in the World Series championship to that. That whole week, banner raising, ring ceremonies. There's just every time Howie Kendrick steps out of the dugout, people should be, you know, taking their bras off. I mean, just the whole deal should have been perfect, and we were robbed of that. And so giving us a tiny virtual taste of that and you know, these guys showing their personalities a bit is really, really cool. So good on them for doing it.
Yep, we have a very late booking on Lords of the Zings. We're joined now by our friend Barstool Nate, at Barstool Nate on Twitter. He has way more Twitter followers than most of you out there. What's up, Nate? How are you, my friend?
I guess what's the phrase? The cat is out of the bag. The $500,000 man is calling in from his palatial mansion in New York City.
Yes, he is.
It is what it is. It's out there now. We all make $500K a year up here at Barstool. It's the life.
So I have a quick offer for you. $500,000, the IP. Will you do that in exchange for a whiteboard?
Dude, so I don't know what happened, but when we were in the thick of it, I reached out to my humble boss and I said, can I do a whiteboard on this thing? And he said to hold off. And I was like, whoa, this must be real serious.
This is real.
And then, so I'm like not allowed to do one. I'm sorry.
And so, of course, he also runs the wildly popular poker podcast. That's a lot of P's there, Cracking Aces. Give that a follow on your Twitter, as I do.
Thanks, Cakes. Wildly popular is putting it mildly. We are the, nobody actually listens to it. It's just you.
Hey, in my world, it's wildly popular. So I'll
it's
run
popular
with that,
in the Cakes
Nate,
household.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we know the real reason why you're calling is because
you're mad
about my Blink-182 Mount Rushmore. And I said it before I threw it out there. I said, this list is going to enrage one Barstool Nate.
Here's the thing. First of all, thank you for doing bonus episodes on Sundays, because I'm like, I called in organically as a fan of the Danny and Cakes Lord of the Zings show.
We appreciate
that. Nobody has tipped me off that you were talking about it. I just sit on my couch with The Office on mute on my TV listening to your show. So,
thank you.
And then you just happened to be talking about Blink-182. I'm like, what is this? And
right.
Actually, can I start something over real quick?
No, please.
Danny not knowing Good Charlotte's name, like, that deserves like a 15-minute timeout. I don't even know. Like, whatever you do to your children, like, you deserve that. Good Charlotte is one of the biggest bands of our lifetime, and I don't put that lightly. They had just major hit after major hit, and basically HFS made them, and then Danny thought they were Green Day.
Well, I couldn't pull the damn name.
I'll give it, he instantly, like, 10 seconds into the song, he knew the band. He just could not pull their name.
Which is an old man thing, Nate. I am 40. I forget details that are intimate to my life. Like, I don't know things. I had an interaction with them. Two different ones. They played at my dumb college, and we were stuck at the airport waiting for rides once, right after Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous came out. I made a joke about that, and everyone stared. 31 people stared at me in horror about my terrible joke. So I saw their dumb faces. I remember them.
It's not talked about enough. Two weird-looking twins from Waldorf, Maryland, went on to marry Cameron Diaz and Nicole Richie. And Joel Madden, like the guy who kind of is like the backbone of the band, he's to Australia what Adam Levine from Maroon 5 is to The Voice in the TV show in America.
Mm-hmm. They're like, stars.
He's the executive producer, like star of The Voice Australia. He lives in Australia, and I think he's worth like $3 billion or something. So So amazing. That's why I'm trying to get him to bring back H a Festival, because like, ooh, you have all the money, like just bring it back. Just like, hey, I want RFK Stadium. Let's not do it at RFK anymore. Like it's already collapsed once.
Yeah,
at
find
H
a new venue.
Do it, yeah, out
we'll
or something.
Somewhere else. But I'm working on it. I'm working on having Good Charlotte bring back H a Festival, where we just do it like the old days. Like we have the Offspring there, and who are some other like just bands that would definitely play it?
Like OAR, our friends OAR would be there in a heartbeat.
We will be there. All Time Low, SR71, American Hi-Fi. We're just gonna throw it back to the good old days. Maybe sell like 15 tickets, but whatever. Well,
Jimmy's Chicken Shack has to be there. Did you mention them already? They have
Slipknot
to.
Slipknot will be there.
Yeah. If Jimmy's Chicken Shack's not at HF Festival, you're not legally allowed to call it an HF Festival.
HF Festival didn't exist if they didn't.
You call
it
an event. Yeah,
I'm with you.
But Nate, please, you gotta. Now, were you mad at my Blink-182 list or just Cakes's?
So, I'm not mad. It's just like it would be like if I made a Iron Maiden Mount Rushmore, and I just Google search what are the top four like most popular.
I know.
I
said that
of all time.
Nate, I said that as I was doing, because I had Small Things and What's My Age Again. Okay, two massive hits, and I put Bored to Death on it because that was on the quiz that I gave Danny. I was a prisoner of the moment. I couldn't help myself.
No, your list sucks, but like I don't blame you for it.
Right. Like, it's not great. I know it's not great.
But you're not like a Blink-182 like mega fan, so I don't blame you. Like,
right.
You would go to the concert and you would have fun when they played the hits.
Of
I don't
course.
Expect you to know the
but
deep
but
stuff.
Nate, I'll say this. If you ripped off an Iron Maiden list with Run to the Hills, Number the Beast, and Hallowed Be Thy Name, I wouldn't hate you for it.
I only know and then wait, the song that the Caps used as their gold song, wasn't that Iron Maiden also?
Might be. I can't remember.
Can't think of a song that was even called. But yeah, no, your list was terrible, and then followed up with Danny not knowing Good Charlotte. Like,
yeah.
It was like the most triggering like 2 minutes of radio that I've ever listened to.
Well, we
just
apologize for triggering
older
you.
Gentlemen yes. Stumbling through.
Yeah, we suck. We suck. We're not going to get a fourth episode. We're going to stall out at three.
What yeah, right.
It's because
okay,
of the music
we'll
incident.
You guys doing double.
Yeah, that's
work
true.
To the bone.
If I can only get an offer for a podcast for 45 minutes a week, we
once
wouldn't have to
week.
Be working on the weekend.
Once per
once
week,
a week
and merchandise.
45 minutes to an hour and
beautiful.
The IP, $500,000.
It's called living the dream or destroying the dream. One of the two.
Brother, I don't even know what I've been speechless for the last 5 days. So
yeah,
like.
Nate, I don't know why you're taking time out of your day where you're making $500K over the weekend just to give us a call. I don't know what you're doing
yeah,
with
I'm
your
making
life.
Your salary on this phone call.
Yeah. Just
like
now,
already,
yeah.
I've already made your salary. Just
unbelievable.
Blink of an eye.
Unbelievable.
You gotta
well,
you gotta march into CK's office and
we should.
Just be like, look, you owe me what? I mean, I know Cakes that you're rich as hell. Danny, you're the one who needs to walk into
seriously.
CK's office.
We'll meet on the rooftop. Danny. We'll meet on the rooftop and just right. Say no to whatever's offered.
Nate, we have to run in a second, but while we have you, give us your Blink-182 Mount Rushmore, your top four.
Give me your four.
We have to get yours. We have to get an expert's.
Yeah, no, I have it. I've written it down before, but they're all deep cuts. Besides Damn It. So number four is Man Overboard. It's an incredible song. Number three, Going Away to College off Enema of the State. Number two, Damn It, which obviously is an all-time classic, also one of the best cover band songs, because like I feel like a lot of people don't even realize, like, a lot of younger folks don't even realize that's the same Blink-182, but everybody knows like the riff from Damn It. And then number one is a little ditty called Not Now, which is their best song that they've ever written.
All right, so there it is. That is Barstool Nate's top four. He's got Not Now, Damn It, Going Away to College, and Man Overboard for Blink-182. We wish we had more time with you, Nate. Thank you again for calling in and for checking out the show up in New
appreciate
York
you, buddy.
Over the weekend, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, are you guys doing it next Sunday?
We don't know.
Big question
we seriously
mark.
Don't.
Big question mark. You never know.
We find out every right, Thursday well, what we're doing that weekend.
I'll call in and talk about Taylor Swift next Sunday if you're on.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Nate, thanks so much. That's Barstool Nate. Give him a follow on Twitter at Barstool Nate. We'll talk to you again soon. Danny, we didn't even hit half the stuff we wanted to talk about. It's the end of the show. We're done.
That's what happens on Lord of the Zings. That's what happens.
Yes, this is what happens when I get 15 Game of Thrones questions and can answer, I believe, one correctly.
That one hard.
I did.
Line drive center field.
I
nice turnaround
did.
First base, making a little alligator sound.
Yep,
a baby exactly. Shark with the fingers.
Yep. Danny, enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend.
You
Thanks
too, buddy.
To everybody for listening. For Danny, I'm Cakes. This has been Lords of the Zings, show number 3 on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.